What's up, folks? We have a great show for you today. Multiple media outlets are reporting that Bill Gates turned his $55 million vaccine investment in Pfizer's partner BioNTech into over $550 million in just under 2 years. Wow, what great timing for Bill.
He got the return on that 10 times over. His money got 10 times over. That's what she just said. 10x. So that would be around $500 million. I'm not a math surgeon.
In BioNTech back in 2019.
We're going to watch and react to that clip and also talk a little Ben Shapiro.
And we have seen a tremendous amount of vaccine hesitancy, unfortunately, in the Black and Hispanic community.
Trump calling Ron DeSantis a globalist, saying he also loves the vaccine, and plenty of more interesting stuff that you're going to want to see. It's a mega show today, folks. We're live now.
The Dream Rare Podcast, welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles, yeah.
What's going on, everybody? We have a mega show today. You know I brought the receipts. And the first topic we're going to talk about is Bill Gates apparently 10x'd his money on BioNTech. And the reason that's coming back into the news is because he went out in Australia recently and basically was saying there's three problems with the vaccine. You know, it's not as effective. It doesn't really work in the elderly how we want it to. And it's just interesting. It's like, okay, well, that's not really the message we were getting when it was rolling out and it was getting sold to the government and it was free, aka taxpayer money. You know, it was like mandated. We were getting forced to do it. We couldn't access certain places. We couldn't travel. They were telling us it was so great. And now after this guy has cashed out, all of a sudden, you know, he has no problem talking about the three issues he sees with the vaccine. So without further ado, I'm going to play three clips in a row. The first one is going to be a clip of a clip. It's Jimmy Dore doing a Rising Hill report where they talked about this. And then it's going to be that video of Bill Gates basically saying the three problems he sees with the vaccine. And then after that is a clip from 2020 that I actually shared with my audience of 2020, where they asked him about basically, you know, are you compromising certain safety or like, are there certain risks if you're going to get it out so fast? And Bill Gates, he literally said, if you want to wait and see, you know, what, like a long-term side effect in 2 years, you got to wait 2 years. So I'm glad to have not conned my audience and showed them both sides of the equation, especially stuff like that early. Let's roll the clip and react.
This is going to be a stunner.
Bill Gates was a major, I think it's fair to say, major proponent of mRNA vaccine technology. He was an investor in BioNTech, which developed the mRNA vaccine for Pfizer. We were just doing some digging, and we see that he actually sold a lot of those shares at a...
What?
How much profit was that?
10x. So he invested $55 million.
He invested $55 million. Can you imagine investing... After you make $55 million, wouldn't you just retire?
Investing an entire John Stewart.
Investing an entire John Stewart's net worth into a BioNTech vaccine company. $55 million. He invests. How did he do? He got the return on that 10 times over. His money got 10 times over. That's what she just said. 10x. So that would be around $500 million. I'm not a math surgeon.
In BioNTech back in 2019.
He invested $55 million in 2019. What was about to happen? What was about to frickin' happen? I don't know. I can't think of anything.
And it's now worth north of $550 million.
So invested $55 million, now worth $555 million. Wow! And then he cast some of it out. I don't know how much, but they say
that guy's sold, pretty smart. You should talk about vaccine.
some stock. What was it in at the end of last year? I believe it was with the share price over $300. A share, which represented a huge gain for him over when he invested. So yeah, he certainly has profited
a great
deal. So
let's follow that trajectory. Invests heavily in BioNTech. mRNA vaccines, great. This is the future. This is, you know, he talked about the vaccine timeline and how, you know, we could develop it faster. We might have to cut some corners on safety, but it could be developed faster. All in, sells it. Makes a huge amount of money. Now it's like, yeah, it's okay. It could be better. But what we really need is this breath spray.
Anyway, so antibodies, antivirals. We think we can also have very early in an epidemic, a thing you can inhale that will mean that you can't be infected, a blocker, an inhaled blocker. We also need to fix the three problems with vaccines. The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad, so when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people. And every one of those things is fixable. In fact, doing that work is going to help vaccinology very, very broadly.
I understand it then from what you're saying is that it may be that there needs to be some compromise in some of the safety measures that would normally be expected to create a vaccine because time is so crucial.
Well, of course, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, that takes 2 years. So whenever you're acting quickly, like during the HIV crisis, they created a quick way of getting drug approval. There is a trade-off there. In that case, it worked super, super well. And here, you know, we will, I think, be able to get some safety indications, but this is a public good. And so, you know, those trade-offs, the governments working on a cooperative basis will be involved in the decision to say, hey, the regulator says go ahead, even though you haven't taken the normal time period.
This is a public good. I mean, of course there's a trade-off. I mean, of course, this is a public good. It's for you. I mean, if you want to wait to see if a side effect shows up in 2 years, you got to wait 2 years. Well, in 2 years, did you sell your stocks and make a 10x profit on BioNTech? And then afterwards, after you made this massive profit, you're like, yeah, there's three problems with the vaccine that we need to fix. It could be a lot better. That's not the message I was getting when I believe you were calling for mandates as well. I highly don't remember the memory of Bill Gates fighting hard for our freedom. I don't think it exists. So isn't that just interesting that he was able, according to reports, 10x his profits on BioNTech and then come out afterwards and say that there's three problems that he'd love to fix? Well, maybe you could fix your bank account and, you know, give that money to some small businesses that lost everything instead of trying to, like, you know, tell everybody what to do, think, eat, etc. But, you know, really, to make a long story short, it is what it is. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. And what's also interesting is Bill Gates met with Donald Trump in 2018. You can look all this stuff up if you don't believe me. I've showed it before. He met with Trump in 2018 to talk about this stuff. You know, you should look into this universal flu vaccine stuff. You're going to be this huge hero with this new technology. We need to get away from chicken eggs and do like this new tech. That was in 2018. You know, Bill Gates had invested or given a grant to Moderna years ago. But anyway, apparently in 2019, they're saying that he invested in that company. And then Trump passed an executive order for this like universal flu vaccine. There was Event 201 that they don't want you to talk about. It's a war game. Yeah, we understand it's a war game, but it's just like a little odd when in 2018, he's telling Trump about a universal flu vaccine. 2019, you're playing these coronavirus war games. He's investing in BioNTech, you know, 10x is his profit essentially. And then a couple of years later, he's like, yeah, you know, there's a few things that we could fix with this. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Anyway, here's this little clip I put together of Ben Shapiro because I thought it was interesting. He was basically going back and forth with somebody on his Twitter page, and the guy said, didn't you tell everybody who didn't get the vaccine was a dope? And Ben kind of like skirted around the question. So I just wanted to show proof because he was like, oh yeah, and I changed my tune and it was only for the obese and the elderly. Maybe at some point, but I don't really think that is the truth, and we're going to show the receipts. But here's also at the end of it, I chopped up, and you can see the full clip of this. I had to clip some of it out because Facebook and YouTube are psychotic and Twitter's a little more free. You can watch this full clip. I just wanted to show you side by side what Louis Farrakhan was saying and side by side what Ben Shapiro was saying. Because I know a lot of my audience doesn't like Louis Farrakhan and they like Ben Shapiro. Isn't it interesting that Ben Shapiro always tries to call him an anti-Semite and censor him and make sure his audience never sees him? Yet, in my opinion, his advice was even more terrible. And this just shows you why you shouldn't allow people to say that's hate speech and you shouldn't allow people to tell you what to think. You should think for yourself. Because sometimes people like Ben Shapiro, are wolves in sheep's clothing. And sometimes it's better to have somebody stand in front of you and say, I don't like you, but here's my opinion, versus someone that acts like they're your best friend and they're so smart and knowledgeable when they're really either compromised or very foolish and naive about certain topics. Let's roll the clips. Someone messaged Ben Shapiro, didn't you tell everyone to get the vaccine and called the ones who haven't gotten it dopes? Shapiro responded, I broadly recommended the vax when Pfizer and the feds were lying about their stats. As data emerged, I recommended it for the elderly and obese. I opposed vax mandates the whole time. My company spent millions and risked millions in fines to sue the feds to stop the vax mandates. While some of what he said is true, he absolutely did say, in other words, get the vaccine dopes. And let's check the scorecard of who said what when.
And we have seen a tremendous amount of vaccine hesitancy, unfortunately, in the Black and Hispanic community.
If they come up with a vaccine, be careful.
Yes.
Don't let them vaccinate you with their history of treachery through vaccines.
Hey, Black America, only 67% of Black Americans say they definitely will get the vaccine or probably get the vaccine. So the Black community has tremendous vaccine hesitancy. Okay, that is a real problem.
They're making money now, plotting to give 7,500,000,000 people a vaccination.
Yes, right.
Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates and Melinda.
Yes,
the people who should be ripped up and down right now are people like Louis Farrakhan, who's literally going out there and telling his millions of followers that the COVID vaccine is a vial of death. Have you seen any media coverage of this? If a major conservative figure who had met with a bunch of members of Congress were out there literally telling people that the COVID vaccine was a vial of death, you know that would be at the front of every single newspaper, right? Conservatives deny vaccine efficacy. And yet here was Louis Farrakhan doing just that. Democratic members of Congress have met with this guy. They continue to meet with this guy. Have you seen a headline about this? Here's Louis Farrakhan, who has many, many followers, talking about how the COVID vaccine is a vial of death.
Some of these so-called vaccines, yeah, it's the nanoparticles that men like Dr. Fauci have proprietary knowledge of that allows them to get a patent for their vial of death.
I mean, how is that not the headline, right? I mean, seriously, that should be the headline. You want to talk about overcoming COVID? We should be talking about vaccine hesitancy.
So I played that clip for multiple reasons. The first one is someone said, didn't you tell people that, you know, they were dopes if they didn't get the vaccine? And Ben skirted around the question. And the truth is, reality is, yes, absolutely, Ben was calling people dopes for not getting the vaccine. He said basically that he was telling obese and elderly. He was also telling Black people to get it. And Ben really, he was like really bothered. You know what I'm saying? On my personal page, I was like, listen, make your own decision. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Ben Shapiro, by the way, is also not a doctor. Just because his wife's a doctor doesn't make him a doctor. So the fact that he even recommended it to anybody, he should feel absolutely ashamed and guilty, because I've never told anybody what to do. I mean, I've said my opinion of what I'm doing. But as far as you have to live, like, why would someone like that be telling you to get a medical product when they have no experience in the field? It's really evil. But in general, it's like, he was angry. He was really furious at Black people for not getting the vaccine. Furious, like 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10. That's not enough. Ben wants all of you vaccinated. Like, he was like pissed off, and he kept bashing Louis Farrakhan as this anti-Semite when Farrakhan was telling people, look at the history of the vaccine industry. Look at the history. And it's funny because, Ben will now pretend like he just got fooled by the data of Pfizer. Why are you believing the data of Pfizer? Are you an idiot? Are you that stupid? Is Ben dumb? Maybe. I don't think he's dumb. Oh, I just got fooled by the feds and Pfizer. Like, you're a fool if you trust the feds and Pfizer as if it's like the word of God. You know, isn't he a religious man? Like, oh, I mean, the feds and the Pfizer tricked me. Like, then you're an idiot, because Pfizer has a history of fraud, corruption, and anybody with like half a brain just looks at this stuff and be like, you know, all of this was data driven, like my videos. And, you know, I don't want to get too much into this because I want to play other clips, but people like Scott Adams are so egotistical that they'll claim there's no possible way you could have known, you just got lucky. It's not luck. And then Ben will tell you, well, I was believing the data of Pfizer. Oh, and I was believing the data of General Mills when they told me that their cereal is the greatest thing to eat in the morning. I mean, you know, it's better than a banana and an apple. I was believing them, so it's not my fault. It is your fault, dude. You're a news analyst, and you're not good at your job when it came to the most important issue in modern history. Like, you failed. It's fine, but don't act like you didn't say that people who didn't get the vaccine were dopes. You absolutely did say that. Don't act like you were just talking about obese and elderly people, because you absolutely weren't. And don't act like it wasn't possible to see through Pfizer and Fed data, because there was a bunch of other data out there. If you watch my videos from 2020, all my videos are data driven. It's not like I just sat up here and made up things out of my mind. I was doing 10-minute reports that were getting millions of views, showing all the other data that Pfizer doesn't want to talk about, showing the data that the feds weren't talking about. So I just want to let people know for the future, because there's a lot of like fake smart people out there, or they are smart, but they're really stupid in certain categories, like Sam Harris. Like, Sam Harris is like, I'm an intellectual because my mom wrote Golden Girls or something. Like, so now you have to think I'm a smart boy, you know? And I wipe my butt with golden toilet paper. Cool, dude. Like, is he a smart guy? Like, maybe. I don't think Sam Harris is dumb, but like, he's an absolute idiot on most topics. So I don't consider him smart. I consider a rural worker who can't even like read or spell that can actually fix something, I consider them more intelligent than Sam Harris. Like, just because you can say big words, but you're wrong about 95% of things and you're completely useless in the real world, like, does that make Sam Harris smart? I don't think so, personally. But maybe he is smart. And when it comes to these other people like Scott Adams, you know, they're good at being like pseudo intellectual. These people that they always have to make you feel like, oh, they're so much smarter than you. I'm Scott Adams. I'm a magician. I'm a wizard. You can't understand my psych. Dude, you made Dilbert and it's a great comic. You're not a stupid guy. You've been very successful. You're wealthy. You're well connected. You know, God bless Scott Adams, but these people are trying to con their audience. It's not working because most of their audience is smarter than them, but trying to be like, I'm a magician and a wizard and, you know, you have to bow down to me because I'm so smart. And Shapiro doesn't say that, but he definitely has this way of speaking and acting like he's so much smarter. Like, oh, Candace should listen to me about Kanye. It's like, Ben, you were wrong about like the whole 2020 and Candace was right. Instead of talking down to her and being like, you should listen to me about Ye, maybe you should listen to Candace because she's more right than you are about a lot of topics, including big pharma. So it's like he has this nerve, and him and Scott Adams are like these pseudo intellects. Like, I'm so much smarter than my audience. So they get a lot of good people to look up to them like, oh, these guys are so smart. Like, they're not. So the point that I'm trying to make is whether you think they're smart or not, the data was there, okay? Not the Pfizer and the Fed data, but if you're going to study a Pfizer vaccine and you're only listening to the feds and Pfizer and the feds are buying Pfizer, I mean, you're an idiot. You know what I'm saying? Oh, the feds and the Pfizer lied to me. You mean the feds who bought 100 million doses of the Pfizer product? You mean the feds who, or the NIH who's backing Moderna and has part of the patent? You mean Moderna who's suing Pfizer for the money? You mean the guy, like, you're an idiot. I read a General Mills report that says that their cereal's healthier than bananas. Like, and I mean, but it's not my fault. I'm a smart boy. It's I got fooled. There was a way to see through the lies. There was a way to be right. It's not just them who were wrong, Ben. You were wrong. It's not just them who didn't do their job. You didn't do your job. And the reason you didn't do your job is because you're too busy calling Louis Farrakhan anti-Semitic when he probably knows more about the topic than you do. You're calling everybody who talks to Ye anti-Semitic when Candace Owens, who's friends with him, did a way better job on the pandemic than you did. So maybe instead of trying to quash all the hate speech around you, Ben Shapiro, maybe the truth is what you hate and you're trying to call the hate speech the truth, or the truth hate speech. So less acting like you're such a smart boy, more taking accountability, because Pfizer didn't just fail us and the feds didn't just fail us. You also failed your audience, Ben Shapiro, and you should be ashamed as not a doctor that you told people to get a medication. You know, it's like you could say you could recommend it, whatever, but trying to bully black people into getting the vaccine, crying about vaccine hesitancy, you know, it's a very odd behavior. I want to play this clip real quick. This is a mega show, so we got massive clips and compilations. I spent a lot of time. Donald Trump is going at Ron DeSantis again this morning, which is going to be the new thing, I guess. But he's basically calling him a globalist, which is fine. Then he's saying, oh, DeSantis loved the vaccine. So, like, At this point, I guess Trump thinks I'm stupid, or, you know, he's insulting my intelligence, or maybe he just wants to, like, thin out the herd and only be surrounded by people. Like, I'm sorry. I don't care if you're Trump, Shapiro. Like, don't treat me like I'm stupid. I don't treat you like you're stupid. So he's acting like I should like him over DeSantis because DeSantis loves the vaccine and, you know, Trump did such a better job with the pandemic. Here's a bunch of clips that I compiled just to really go through that narrative. Take a look. So Trump posted this morning, "Thank you, the real Ron is a rhino globalist who closed quickly down Florida and even its beaches. Loved the vaccines and wasted big money on testing. How quickly people forget." So I guess this is Trump's new angle, is to pretend like Ron DeSantis is selling the vaccine and loving the vaccine more than Trump. Interesting.
As many schools and school districts are closing across the country, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has not ruled out closing or opening up schools in May, saying that many kids are not vulnerable to this disease. Do you agree with that assessment? And do you believe that schools, would you recommend that schools open up and to those states that have?
Well, I have a lot of confidence in Ron DeSantis, a lot of faith in Ron DeSantis to make the right decision. He's doing a great job as governor. Ron DeSantis, I had read where he's thinking about opening up the schools earlier than the date, the end of the month. I'd have to look at the numbers.
Was there a change in your thinking?
I did convey the message. I didn't like the fact that he's leaving certain things. I want the states to open more than he does, much more than he does. But I didn't like to see spas at this early stage, nor did the doctors. Is that a correct statement, Deborah? I didn't like to see spas opening, frankly. I didn't like to see a lot of things happening, and I wasn't happy with it. And I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. I wasn't at all happy, but I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. Spas, beauty parlors, tattoo parlors. And by the way, I want them to open. Oh, excuse me. I want them to open, and I want them to open as soon as possible. And I want the state to open. But I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. I will tell you that right now. Yeah, go ahead. But I want people to be safe. And I want the people in Georgia to be safe. And I don't want this thing to flare up because you're deciding to do something that is not in the guidelines. And I went to Deborah and Dr. Fauci and other people. And they weren't thrilled about it. And one thing I have to pay tribute, we have, whether it's Dr. Fauci, we have the best people on earth. We have the most talented people.
The greatest economy in the history of our country. And then we had to close it up when the China plague came in. We closed it up.
And they went up and they went down. And now you're at your lowest numbers. And you're open and you didn't close. And then you didn't close. And then you didn't close. And then you didn't close. It didn't close. And you're, it's just amazing, right? It's great. So we're joined today by one of the greatest governors in our country, greatest governors in our country, greatest governors in our country, greatest governors in our country. And I know a lot of good ones, and I can tell you there's some really bad ones too, but this is a great one, Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor.
And one of the only real people around him, his advisor who had virtually no power, was Peter Navarro. And when he criticized Fauci in July, Donald Trump came out to back Fauci and bash his own advisor and say he shouldn't have done that, and rebuked Peter Navarro's scathing truth statement about Dr. Fauci. Does Trump think we're stupid? So there's a lot to unpack there, but I want to start at the last thing. Because I said on Twitter, and I'm going to ask this question maybe at the end if we have more time, but I said, you know, I like Joseph Latipo of Florida. He's the Surgeon General. He was on the front steps of Washington with Stella Emanuel, Simone Gold, and all of these true outsider doctors. You know, DeSantis plucked one of them, Joseph Latipo, and put them as Surgeon General. To me, I haven't seen Trump hire a single person of that caliber ever in his entire political career. Like, I can't think of one person that he put in a powerful position that actually was as good as Joseph Latipo. So to me, it looks like DeSantis hires better. So I asked my Twitter that question, right? I said, name one person that Trump actually hired and gave a real position, not like a small position that can't do anything, like put at the head of something that wasn't a deep stater, a swamper, or a total pharma shill. And one name that somebody brought up was Peter Navarro, who had no real power. He was just like an advisor to Trump for a couple months during the COVID pandemic. Peter Navarro was a real one, but he wrote an op-ed basically destroying Fauci in July. We've had 4 months now. What is it? March, April, May, June, July. 5 months to see that Fauci's a phony. Dr. Shiva called him out. Everybody was calling him out. Everybody knew Dr. Fauci was a phony. But when Peter Navarro, Trump's aide, wrote an op-ed about it, Trump told him to shut up. He rebuked it. He said, do not criticize Dr. Fauci. He's popular. The country likes him. And that, so it's like, that's one of his good hires, and he's not even a real hire. It's not like he put him at the head of the HHS. He put a pharmacy lobbyist there. So the thing is, the reason I'm bringing this up is because Trump is trying to basically revise history and say, you know, DeSantis loves the vaccine, not me. Like, he did that. And it's like, the first clip I played there was of him admitting that DeSantis wanted to open schools before Trump. In my opinion, that's very damning. They said, hey, DeSantis, and Trump was, and you saw in those clips too, he was deferring to Fauci, he was deferring to Scarf Lady. He said, let me talk to Deborah Birx. I'm not happy about Georgia opening up. Governor Kemp shouldn't have opened up. He should have listened to us. He can do it, but I'm angry. He should have listened to, right? Isn't that right, Deborah? Isn't that right, Fauci? That's who he was. So he's trying to revise history and act like he was so much better than DeSantis. But that first clip showed that DeSantis wanted to open schools before Trump. And Trump did the same thing he did to Kemp. He goes, you know, they're like, DeSantis wants to open up ahead of your guidelines. Because Trump was like, oh, listen to me and Fauci and Birx, our guidelines. And Trump's like, I'll look into the numbers. So that really proves that Trump didn't have the idea to open schools early. It was DeSantis as one of them, not the only one, but leading the way to open schools. So on schools, DeSantis was clearly first. That clip proved it. On lockdowns, Trump was bashing Governor Kemp for opening up too early because Trump wanted to close spas and said, listen to me, Dr. Fauci and Birx. He criticized one of his only good advisors for bashing Fauci. And now he thinks I'm stupid and that I'm just going to believe him because he like, it's so insulting to my intelligence. And I understand some people are going to ride with him. In fact, I think there's a debate to be had about who might lead the country better. I'm not saying it's a closed case, but, you know, at least lean into the things you did good. Like, lean into the good things you did and tell me that. Don't lean into the thing that you're literally the worst at and try to act like DeSantis is worse than you when you still haven't learned your lesson and everybody else learned their lesson except for you. He's a clown, and it's embarrassing. I put together this compilation. This is my last one. And then I'm going to ask my audience, I'm going to go through the comments, name one person that Trump hired. One person that he hired that wasn't a complete shill. And I'm not talking about an aide like Peter Navarro that he tells shut up, or Scott Atlas, who has no real power. I'm talking like head of the HHS, head of the FDA, FBI, CIA, Secretary of State, Department of Defense. People say Ben Carson. That's the only name people can come up with. Ben Carson. Okay, he did HUD. That's nice. Anyone else? Like, where are these amazing hires? I don't know. Here's a compilation to show that actually, sadly, even though we just talked about Bill Gates, Trump lies about the vaccine more than Bill Gates, and it's pretty funny.
Vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind.
Yes, in a certain way, I'm the father of the vaccine because I was the one that pushed it. Yes, in a certain way, I'm the father of the vaccine because I was the one that pushed it.
Will you acknowledge now, though, that the COVID-19 vaccines were not as safe or effective as we were told by the medical community at the time?
What I did, I was able to get something approved that, you know, has proven to save a lot of lives. Some people say I saved 100 million lives worldwide. But I was able to get that done in 9 months versus 5 years to 12 years, if it ever got.
We also need to fix the three problems with vaccines. The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad, so when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people. And every one of those things is fixable.
That there needs to be some compromise in some of the safety measures that would normally be expected to create a vaccine because time is so crucial.
Well, of course, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, that takes 2 years. So
when I was president, you didn't have this problem with people not wanting to take it. When I was president, you didn't have people protesting the vaccine. If you just think back, everybody wanted to get it, and we were giving out over 1 million shots a day.
Saved in the world, I saved 100 million lives. 100 million people died in 1917, and they say this would have been worse. I saved 100 million lives. There are
the fact that I was the one, and this administration was the one that came up with a vaccine, which is going to save the world, okay? It's going to save. We would be, I think, worse than 1917, where
50 to 100 million people died.
The Moderna vaccines sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this.
And then people don't want it, and it probably even affects the others, because, you know, there's a big situation with a lot of people don't want to take the vaccine. Well, this played right into their hands, and they want me to do public service messages and everything about everybody taking the vaccine. And look, I guess in a certain way, I'm the father of the vaccine, because I was the one that pushed it. You know, to get it done in less than 9 months was a miracle. Fauci said it would take 3 to 5 years. He thought it was something that just wouldn't be that effective because it would take so long to get. I pushed the FDA like they have never been pushed before. I wouldn't exactly say they're in love with me.
That are going out there. And yes,
you know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic, where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes, there, we need to make sure there's not severe side effects. The FDA, I think will do a good job of that.
I pushed the FDA like they have never been pushed before.
That's what people are concerned about now. Do you have some concerns about the safety of these vaccines?
Well, I always do, but you have to understand there are the pros and cons. If you could read some reports saying it was the greatest thing that's ever happened and we saved tens of millions of lives, then you'll read other reports. You'll say there was some problems with the vaccines. Sure. In terms of certain things, but relatively small numbers. But, you know, you have many reports that say the vaccines saved tens of millions of lives, that without the vaccines, you wouldn't have, you know, you would have had a thing like we had in 1917, where perhaps 100.
So although Bill Gates is Bill Gates, he needs no introduction. He will admit that there's actually three issues with the vaccine, like efficacy in elders, like that. He's like, this is not ideal. We need to do it better. And Trump says it's the greatest human achievement ever. He saved 100 million lives. It's the greatest thing ever. Trump actually lies more than Bill Gates about the vaccine. And that's sad, because Bill Gates is Bill Gates. And Trump is out here lying about it, won't talk about the safety of it, won't talk about the efficacy of it, because he wants credit for his vaccine. And he has the nerve to sit on True Social and tell people that he's better on the vaccine topic than Ron DeSantis? Like, does he think his base is stupid? I hope he's not right. I hope his base is smarter than this, because he thinks you're stupid. He thinks I'm stupid. It's embarrassing. It's like, dude, there's a case to be made for your foreign policy and some stuff you did and why you're better than Ron DeSantis, but you're leaning into the topic that you're literally worse than Bill Gates on and everybody in the world, and trying to brainwash your base into thinking that you're better at that topic. I mean, it's pathetic. I'm going to ask this question and I want to see some comments, because I'm generally curious. If you don't agree with me, push back and tell me what you think. Ron DeSantis, I'm going to say this one more time, just from a hiring perspective, and we don't know who Ron DeSantis is going to hire, but he hired Joseph Latipo not to be his little advisor who does nothing like Peter Navarro and Scott Adams. He put Joseph Latipo, who is a frontline doctor with Stella Emanuel and Simone Gold fighting the lockdowns early on, and he put him as the Surgeon General. And that's why in Florida, Ron DeSantis and Joseph Latipo are doing a little more to combat Big Pharma than anybody else, because unlike Donald Trump, he put a real outsider at a high-level position. He doesn't have that much power, but he put him at one of the most powerful positions in health in Florida. So now I'm going to ask Trump's base, name one or two people besides Ben Carson, that, if that's what you think, name one outsider that Donald Trump hired anywhere. I'll go through some non-outsiders. HHS, he hired Alex Azar, who was a pharmacy lobbyist and a pharmacy executive. And when you put a pharmacy executive at the head of HHS instead of an outsider, you're going to get tyranny. At the FDA, he put Scott Gottlieb, who ran off to Pfizer. And that's totally not an outsider. Pfizer, a board guy from Pfizer, that's an outsider. So both of the major hires in health, Trump put a bunch of pharmacy shills. At the FBI, he put Christopher Wray, who's still there, I believe, because he's not a threat to Joe Biden. So, I mean, Biden and Trump, what's the difference at the FBI position? He picked somebody that Biden likes enough to keep there. He put Secretary of State, he put Michael Pompeo, who was the former director of the CIA, who's a total war hawk and neocon. I'm trying to like name one, just name one person that Trump hired that's better than Joseph Latipo in Florida. One. I'm going to look in the comments. Name one person that he hired that's not a total loser or shill. And then people cry about Bill Barr. They're like, Bill Barr's so corrupt, but I want Trump to win again. Who hired Bill Barr? Donald Trump. It's so weird. Stephen Miller. I hear you. I think he's one of the better ones he hired. I don't know how much power he had. What was his job? An advisor? You know, did he have any? Was he like the Department of Homeland Security, like, you know, secretary, or was he just an advisor? An advisor's nice, but like he could have put one of the good guys at a position where they actually can do something. You know, yeah, Stephen Miller's not bad, but I don't think he had any actual power. Like, you know, he wasn't the secretary of this or that. It was like what, Trump's main advisor, Jared Kushner. I don't know. Someone said Cash Patel. People mentioned that too, but did he have a real position where he could do something? Wasn't he like under somebody else and just kind of like a mouthpiece? I don't know. Let me know what you think. I'm going to keep this kind of brief, but I just want to go through all of it. And then someone said Amy Coney Barrett voted in favor of lockdowns and mandates. She is trash. And here's the thing. We knew that before. Myself, Robert Barnes were among some of the people, the lawyer who's on Alex Jones sometimes. We both pointed out before Amy Coney Barrett, because everyone always says, oh, you're a Monday morning quarterback. Oh, you knew afterwards that Amy Coney Barrett was pro-lockdown. No, actually, if you go back to my Twitter, myself and Robert Barnes were saying it before. We had done the research and found out that she had actually already voted in favor of keeping lockdowns in a certain area. So why would Trump pick somebody that was pro-lockdown? And people were like, oh, he doesn't know. How do I know? Guys, I have $0 budget. I fund all my own operation. I spend hours a day doing other stuff. It's not like I just research. I don't have a team. I don't have a production team. If I can figure out that she's pro-lockdown and Donald Trump's 10,000 advisors can't figure it out, then what does that say about his leadership? But anyway, the first story I want to talk about, just to wrap everything up, is Bill Gates. They're claiming that he got 10x. There's multiple reports saying he 10x'd his investment on BioNTech. It's interesting. And it's also interesting now that he's willing to come out and basically say that the vaccine is flawed. If I would have said that 2 years ago, they take down my social media. But now that Bill Gates has cashed out and pretty much got what he wanted, now he's willing to say, now we need to go to a spray. Now we need to get something that's actually effective. Now we need to get something that works in elders because this one doesn't do what I wanted it to do. Now you say that, but 2 years ago, I couldn't even access a sports game or travel outside the country without one. So I mean, talk about a Monday morning quarterback, but this is just insane that we had to go through that. And now he's allowed to just frolic around and say they need a new one. And when it comes to that spray he's talking about, weirdly enough, there's a Netflix movie called Glass Onion. They did that type of spray. It looked like predictive programming to me. I don't know if they I'm not saying they planned it, but it's just odd. You know, they're spraying something in the people's mouth before they go to the island that's going to basically protect them. And it's mandated in the movie. Like, you can't go there without that. And then 2 weeks later, Bill Gates comes out and says there's going to be a spray soon. Yeah, I'm sure there will be. The second story was Ben Shapiro. You know, he basically, someone said, didn't you call people that didn't get the vaccine dopes? And he's like, well, I was just going by the Fed and Pfizer data. First of all, yes, you did. Just say yes. Just, you know, we're not going to fault you forever. Just stop lying. You did absolutely say that. We all know you did. So don't skirt around the question. You did say that. That was the question. The answer is yes. Yes, you did, Ben, whether you admit it or not. That's fine. But what's a little weird is that you got fooled by Pfizer and Fed data. There was actual data. And the point I really want to make is not to really pick on Ben, but a few things. One, he constantly tries to blacklist anybody who talks to Ye or Louis Farrakhan. And Louis Farrakhan, a lot of Ben Shapiro supporters will think, had a better stance on the vaccine than Ben Shapiro did. So maybe that's why Ben Shapiro's trying to blacklist everybody. You know, maybe it's because they're so hateful and they hate you. But in my opinion, I'd rather listen to somebody that tells me where they stand versus a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's just my personal opinion. And instead of telling everybody else that they shouldn't talk to Ye, maybe Ben Shapiro should be talking to some people like myself and Candace who are more right about most topics than he usually is. So, you know, the nerve of him to try to always silence and blacklist other people who are right about topics that he's wrong about, it's embarrassing. And I just want to make clear, when him and Scott Adams act like they're so smart and say there was no way to really know, there absolutely was a way to know. And they're just trying to skirt around accountability and act like they're too smart. And, you know, they just got fooled and there was no way you could have known. There was a way you could have known. So don't believe them. They're just lying, in my opinion. And then the third thing, or the, I guess not the final thing, but the third thing is Trump is just bashing Ron DeSantis, which is fine with me. I don't really care. But he's bashing Ron DeSantis on topics that he's ultimately worse on. I mean, he's trying to now act like DeSantis loves the vaccine, and that's so bad because DeSantis loves the vaccine. Bro, you love the vaccine more than Bill Gates does. You won't even talk about the safety or the efficacy of it. All you could say is it saved 100 million lives. Even Bill Gates is admitting that it's got some efficacy flaws, and you won't admit it. Even Scott Adams is like breaking down, admitting he was wrong, and you won't. Even Gwen Shapiro is admitting that he was wrong, and you won't. Like Donald Trump is the biggest clown in the room. He's the biggest clown, and he's just like embarrassing himself. I'm embarrassed at the guy. I mean, he thinks his audience is stupid. I hope he's wrong, because it's like, oh, DeSantis loves the vaccine. Grr, that's why you should vote for me. Bro, you love it more than Bill Gates, and you lie about it more than Bill Gates. Donald Trump is such a big pharma shill and a loser. I'm embarrassed. I'm going to delete my song, I Like Trump. I'm embarrassed I ever even made that song. He was cool in 2018 when I made it, and I stand by it, but it's like I'm embarrassed to even be associated with him. I don't care how much money I'll lose. That song needs to go because Trump is such a clown. It's pathetic. He thinks we're stupid. And on that note also, you know, let me know what you guys think. That's my take. I don't want to drag this out for too long. I want to keep it short. But, you know, it's going to be a long 2 years for the Republican Party. A lot of drama, a lot of emotion. And my only wish, whether Trump or DeSantis, no matter how much they argue, I don't care. Just go in the right direction. That's the most annoying part. It's like, can you just get better, dude? Can you admit what you did wrong and get better? No, you're just gonna lie about the lockdown and lie about the vaccine. And now all of a sudden you care about it to win an election, but you didn't really care that much when we were in the middle of it. You didn't really care that much in 2021 when you ran around doing a Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson tour. Now all of a sudden you care about it because everybody knows Ron DeSantis did a slightly better job than you. And now you care about it. Like, he's such a fake. He's such a scumbag. He's such a fraud. He's such a clown. He's the ultimate con artist. And he thinks his base is so stupid that they're going to believe that Ron DeSantis is bad because he loves the vaccine. But Donald Trump, who loves it more than Bill Gates, who lies about it more than Bill Gates, who refuses to talk about the safety efficacy, who was late on opening schools, who told Brian Kemp to shut down longer and that he shouldn't have opened, and deferred to Fauci and Scarf Lady. He thinks his base is stupid. He's on Truth Social. Oh, Scarf Lady, I always hated her. Bro, when it mattered, you're like, oh, I'm listening to Scarf Lady. I'm listening to Fauci. Peter Navarro criticizes Fauci. Donald Trump came out of the woodworks and told him to shut up. He said, Fauci's popular, that's my guy. When it mattered, now all of a sudden he's fake fighting them on True Social for a bunch of his brainwashed supporters who think, oh yeah, I mean, Trump's right about this. It's like, he's wrong on that topic. So he's not gonna revise history. It's not gonna work. And you know, I just want things to get better. I want the Republican Party to be better. I want DeSantis to be better. I'm fine with DeSantis being called out, and I'm fine with Trump being called out. But if Trump's way of getting back into office is lying about the vaccine, lying about the lockdowns, lying about everything, and trying to con people into like telling people who are better than him that they're worse so he gets back into office, he's not the guy. If you're so caught up in it, name one person that he put in a high-level position. One, he doesn't hire good because he's not that guy. He complains about Jeb Bush. Fine, Jeb Bush is a loser, but You just hung out with Lindsey Graham 3 days ago on a stage. Like, Trump is getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And now his new strategy is, instead of getting better, to just point out other things and other people that he's actually worse at and try to brainwash and manipulate his base into thinking that he's right on the topic. It's pathetic. Like, as not just a leader, but like as an American citizen, it's embarrassing. I thought he was the coolest guy in 2019 and 2018. I'm like embarrassed for him. I'm like, he's changing his Twitter True Social to be like a red, white, and blue face. Like, he's playing into this like role. Like, oh, I'm this. Bro, you're a clown, dude. It's pathetic. If you're gonna bash DeSantis, do it. But just tell the truth. If you're gonna criticize DeSantis, do it. But be better than him. Don't talk about a topic that you're worse than Bill Gates on and act like that's why I should vote for you. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. And seriously, your herd of supporters is gonna get smaller, 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 and the IQ is gonna drop rapidly if you're gonna act this way. Don't treat us like we're stupid. We're not, okay? We want freedom. We want a good economy. We don't want the war going on. We want a president that's gonna lead good. Nobody wants Biden, you know? So people are looking to support you. Not everybody, but some people are actually, but like, how is this a winning strategy to say, look at DeSantis and the vaccine, that's the problem. Like, do you think it's offensive that he thinks I'm that stupid or somebody's that stupid. I hope people start calling him out so he reverses course, because I don't see him winning in 2024 with this attitude. And there's a lot of losers running. I mean, what's her name? Nikki Haley is going to run. Please do not be fooled by her. She's a total snake, a neocon. And any donor that pays, you know, what's her name? Nikki, any donor that pays Nikki Haley, you're just dumping your money in the toilet. Unless the plan is to like boost up Nikki Haley, let her get absolutely obliterated by somebody, and then have her like lobby for like a cabinet position. You know, that's the only way that money will be worth it. If not, you're just dumping your money in the toilet. Mike Pence is going to run. With what base? Who's gonna vote for Mike Pence over DeSantis or Trump? Like, why are these people even running? It's gonna be a clown show. I just hope the clown that wins actually does a good job. I can't have a bigger clown than Bill Gates, who refuses to hire anybody good, who's actually hanging out with more swampers and neocons than he did in office, and telling me that, like, dude, just get better, please. Okay, learn your lesson instead of spiraling. It's getting weird. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless you guys. And just a few links real quick. Stayintouchwithme.com is my free email list. Thank you to everybody signing up. I have a Telegram chat where if you're on Facebook, I blast out that I'm going to be live every day. I post my videos there. Sometimes I post like content that I wouldn't post anywhere else. So Telegram Dream Rare Chat is my Telegram. And all my links are at dreamrarelinks.com. We have new black beanies at dreamrare.com. Just a few things to think about. Thank you guys. God bless you. Have a good day. And stay focused. You know, outside of all the politics and the mess and Bill Gates, you know, it's still a blessed time to be alive, and there's a lot of opportunity and potential out there. So stay positive, you know, lean into your blessings, and you know, make something happen, because I think you know, there's a lot of potential out there. And anytime you see a void in what you want to happen, you could always step into that path and really make it happen. So I hope people stay productive and blessed this week. Have a good February. I'll be back soon.